Vance Havner said this about the Holy Spirit. He says, if the Holy Spirit were to leave all the churches in America, 95% of them could continue on with no interruption of their activity. And that is a true word.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
It's great to have you joining us for our midweek broadcast. On the program today, Pastor Bill concludes the message, The Fear of the Lord, from the New Testament book of Acts. Let's listen in.
We're all in agreement and we're all moving forward in the fear of the Lord. Can we even say that here? I don't mean that mean. I'm just asking you. This is not just a normal teaching, okay? Where you're following me and all that. No, no. Do you understand? I mean, how in the world do we even do this? Well, it tells us. Look at it. In the power of another. It says they were walking in the fear of the Lord, and they were walking in what else? In the what? The comfort, the strength, the helper, the divine helper of the church, the standby, our intercessor. They were walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplied. The comfort of the Holy Spirit. Vance Havner said this about the Holy Spirit. He says, if the Holy Spirit were to leave all the churches in America, 95% of them could continue on with no interruption of their activity. And that is a true word. Most Christians, and I say this lovingly, because they haven't been taught. Most Christians are not taught to practice awareness of the Holy Spirit of God. See, He's here. He's here. He's not only here, He lives in us. Amen? But He's here. And the Holy Spirit is real. And you can make Him sad. You can grieve Him, it says in the Bible. Vex Him, the Holy Spirit. Do we really fear the Lord? Listen, if we really fear the Lord, then we can say this. If we really are fearing the Lord, then I can say, you know what? I'm led by the Spirit. I walk in the Spirit. Amen? But if we don't fear the Lord, we should never say, oh, man, I'm filled with the Spirit, and I'm walking in the Spirit. No, no, we're not. Listen, loved one, listen to me. The Holy Spirit, how we need the Holy Spirit right now, more than ever before. The fear of the Lord. Have you ever experienced the fear of the Lord? I mean, where you are in a service and the power of God comes in. The Spirit of God doesn't always make you feel good. Doesn't always make you feel comfortable. Do you understand? Sometimes it makes you want to hide. I've been in services, Becky and I, we have been in services to where we want to crawl under the seat and hide from God. See, when God shows up, your flesh goes crazy. Do you understand? You know you're in the midst of holy. You see, we say God is holy, but when you feel something like, you feel His holiness, your flesh can't handle it. We need the Holy Spirit and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. There have been a few times over the course of my life when I literally knew that I was walking, the fear of the Lord was there. I remember when I was just came to the Lord, I was just a baby Christian, a young, handsome man back then. And I was the best man at a wedding. They were a Christian, and we went to the church and all this. They got married, and he said, Bill, please, we're going to go on a honeymoon for 4 days. Stay here at the house, and when we get back, man, we're going to have a great time, and we're going to all, you know, everything. I said, all right, I'll stay. So I went. It was his mother's house. And I go into the house, and I'll never forget, and a photographer brought me from the wedding. And I've told you this story before, and he kept asking me the whole way. He goes, you have the Holy Spirit? I said, what? See, you have the Holy Spirit that give me that, you know, that evil eye. Yes, I have it. I mean, I bet you asked me that 50 times. And of course, I was a baby Christian. So that last time, I wanted to punch that guy. I wanted to take that camera. Oh, never mind. But I'm going to tell you. So I got out of the car and I was so upset. And so I went into the house, and I'll never forget, I can see it, even like I can see it, even this moment. I can see all the furniture. And there on the wall was those golden angels, those old cheap golden cherubs or whatever. But I liked it. And then I went over to the record player. You know what that is, right? And I pulled that. There's a 33 and a third album, you know, vinyl. Yeah. And I'd never heard contemporary Christian music. And it was the second chapter of Acts. It was called the Easter Song. Jesse was kind enough to play it for me for Resurrection Sunday. You know the song. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing. Remember? And I listened to that and I was going, man. And then when it was over, I started thinking about that photographer asking me all those questions about, do you have the Holy Spirit? And so I was sitting in a big black leather chair and there's a little stool in front of me. And I just knelt down and I was hurt because I didn't know anything about the Bible. I was only a Christian for just a very short time. And I started praying. And I said, Father, am I missing something? I mean, this guy, am I not a believer, Lord? He's kept on telling me I needed something and I don't know what he meant. And I said this prayer, if there's something that I need that you want me to have that I don't have, would you give it to me? And I was immediately baptized in the Holy Spirit, endued with power from upon high, the upper room. Now listen to me. The fear of the Lord filled that room. I was praying. Like I said, I was on my knees praying. I could not look up. I was terrified. I would not even open my eyes. I knew, as God is my witness, and you say, Bill, you're crazy, but I don't care anymore. I'm old, you know. His presence was right there. And I knew that there was someone in that room that was holy, holy, holy. And I was too afraid to even open my eyes. And then after just a few minutes, it lifted, and I was on fire for Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. You see, do we fear the Lord? Do we fear the Lord when we come in here? Really, come on. You know, we're talking and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it's so normal today. I'm going to be late for church. I'm not beating anybody up for that. Come on. It's normal now. It's doctrine, you know. But we're so comfortable. And we don't know that God is here, that Jesus is here. It's like, there's no awe. The fear of the Lord is what is needed today. It's what's needed in the church. Loved one, listen to me. The result of all of it, look what it says. Walking in the fear of the Lord, it says, and they were what? Multiplied. What does that mean? That means many disciples, of course. It means many were saved, but it's more than multiplication. Do you understand? That's more than just numbers right here. It means that the church, walking in the fear of the Lord, now they are abounding in the power of God. They're moving in the power of God. You know, King David, he became a teacher in one of his psalms. Let me read it to you. Psalm 34:11. He says, come, you children, listen to me. He says, I will teach you. I love this. I will teach you. Come, I'm going to teach you what? The fear of the Lord. He says, who is the man? I want to be this man. Who is the man who desires life? I do, don't you? Meaning quality of life, not just going through life, but living the adventure, amen? He says, who desires life, loves many days that he may see good, meaning good days, not bad days. Keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace, pursue it. Loved one, that is a choice that you make. That is a decision that we make, amen? And how is it done? Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And when you fear the Lord, you'll do what that verse just said you'll do. Listen, don't you think that if we fear the Lord, that means we want him more than anything else? C.S. Lewis said this. He said, it seems our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We're half-hearted creatures fooling around with drink and sex and ambition. We're infinite, when infinite joy is offered to us, everlasting joy, drinking the water, the living water, they will never thirst again. There's nothing in this world but empty cisterns. You do understand? They'll never quench our thirst. Oh, all those things. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to go way out on a limb, but I believe what I'm about to say, but you have to check it out for your own heart. Whenever when we fear the Lord, I mean, if we truly fear the Lord, does that mean that his fear, because it is his fear, do you understand? When we fear the Lord, the awesomeness of God, does he remain with us? Let me give you the scripture why I say that. In the old covenant, whenever the children of Israel, there they were, and the Lord was speaking from Mount Sinai, man, his voice was booming, and the children of Israel, what they say, oh, Moses, you speak to us, don't let the Lord speak to us, because if he speaks to us again, we're going to die. And it says in Exodus 20:20, and Moses said to the people, do not fear. Now listen carefully what he says, for God has come to test you, and here it comes, that his fear may be before you. In Hebrew, that is a picture of a mirror being in front of you, and you see it as you walk forward. In other words, it remains before your face. It says, his fear may go before you so that you may not sin. I want you to hold your place right there and turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 12, okay? And look at verse 25 quickly. This last warning, and we've covered this in Hebrews, you'll probably remember it. It says, see that you, that's not just the Jewish believers of them, it's us today, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they, meaning the children of Israel, if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, now it was at Mount Sinai, going back into the old covenant, he says, how much more shall we, that brings it present tense, meaning the Jewish believers then in every generation, we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, that was at giving of the law, but now after the cross of Christ, okay, but now he promised, saying, does God ever break a promise? Okay. He promised, once more, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now, we know that this is in the future. This is the second coming. This is the great tribulation period. So we know that the only place of safety is with the Lord. Amen? Look at verse 27. Now this, yet once more, that means it's going to be the last one, once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. In other words, this universe is under a curse, amen? Under Adam. And listen, is it going to go away? Is it going to melt away? Or do we look for a new heavens and a new earth? Absolutely, okay. Therefore, we are receiving, not going to receive, therefore we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, can never be moved. Verse 28, since we are receiving that kind of kingdom, the eternal kingdom where Jesus is king, let us have what? Grace. In other words, let's express our gratitude to God and worship him, by which we may serve God, how? Acceptably or well-pleasing. How do we do that? There's only two ways that I can remember. Number one, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please him. Amen. Or Romans 12:1-2, about being a living sacrifice unto God, okay? Now, serve God acceptably, but look how we do it, New Testament church. With what? Reverence. In awe of God. Blown away about who God is. Reverence in what? Godly fear. In other words, the fear of the Lord. Why? For our God is, not used to be, our God is a consuming fire. Amen? Man, listen, the Bible goes on in Hebrews, and you probably remember that in Hebrews 10:31. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But listen, are we afraid of God like he's a murderer or something like that? No. No, no. Listen, we love the Lord, and he loves you. You're a child. You belong to him. But listen, we're learning. We need to be afraid of the Lord. We need to fear the Lord in return to the majesty of God, the awesomeness of God. We should never blame God for anything. He'll never let you down. Never. If you think that, you don't know God very well. He will never let you down. A.W. Tozer said this, I love Jesus because he's my Savior, and I fear him because he's my judge. That's a good word. Now, go back to Acts 9:31. We're going to wrap all this up and we're going to finish, but let's look at it one more time. It says, then the churches throughout, remember the church is singular here, not plural. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, Samaria, number one, they had peace. Number two, they were edified. Number three, They were walking in the fear of the Lord. They were walking in the comfort of the Spirit, and they were being multiplied. Now listen carefully. That is only one verse. Just one verse. It's actually one incredible verse with many incredible truths. Just 33 words. I pondered this verse in confusion yesterday, all day. Could not hardly even put this thing together, and I know it was warfare. And I prayed over it and prayed and pondered, and I'm going to say something to you now. I want you to listen to me. I don't say it in a mean way. I love the church, but we need to hear what I'm about to say, and that is this. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. Amen? He's called the God of this age. We live in a backslidden nation that no longer fears the Lord. We live in a sewer of a city. I love Fort Worth, okay? It's a sewer. The things that are going on in our city, the things that are happening right before our eyes. And not only that, the society here, the devil and all the rest, do they fear God? Do they fear the Lord? Out here, do they fear the church? You know what I'm saying? No, and you know why? Because the church doesn't fear the Lord. The light of the world doesn't fear the Lord. The salt of the earth doesn't fear the Lord, or we'd be doing something. Listen to me now. If the church walks in the fear of the Lord, something has to be happening. He would never tell us to walk in the fear of the Lord, all the church, unless it produced something. Do you understand? It has to produce something or there'd be no fruit. Okay, now listen. So what does it do? Well, I believe that if we walk in the fear of the Lord, if we get back to where that's what we're supposed to be doing anyway, I believe that the terror of the Lord will be all over our enemies. Let me give you the Old Testament scriptures, then I'm going to explain it. Psalm 115, 11. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and shield. That's a great word. Who's greater than God? Who can give more help than God? Amen. Exodus 23, 27. He says this. God says, I will send my fear. There's something about the fear of the Lord, loved one. He says, I will send my fear before you. What is that? I will send my fear, God says, before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come. I will make all your enemies turn their backs on you. Bill, we don't fight against flesh and blood. I know we don't, but the Satan, he uses flesh and blood. Amen? Let me give you another one. Deuteronomy 2:25, when God told him, said, I've given you this land, and this day I will begin to put the dread and the fear upon you, upon the nations under the whole of heaven. That means every nation on earth. Can you believe that? He says, who shall hear the report of you? Is there anybody hearing anything about us? Hear the report of you, and they shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And you say, Bill, that's old covenant. That's the children of Israel. Well, we have a better covenant based on better promises, and we have the surety of the new covenant, the guarantee. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, when Finney went into bars, they closed down in the revivals. Do you understand? When Finney would go into factories, invited to see factories and for the owners and so forth, he'd come in and everyone bowed their heads, all the workers, and they started weeping. The fear of the Lord. It was a few years back there at Friday's over there by the airport. I told you the story. All the waitresses in that restaurant that night, they were in the restroom weeping. The manager's running all around saying, where are the waitresses? What's going on? We're packed. And they find them in the restroom and they go, I don't know why I'm weeping. I don't know what's wrong. Just don't you feel it? The manager goes out and he looks at the table over there. There's a baseball cap on and four or five people with him. And he goes over and says, sir, are you Billy Graham? He said, yes, sir. He said, all my waitresses are in there weeping. Do we want the fear of the Lord? Listen, I want this city to tremble. I want them on their knees before God. We are the church of the living God. We are the pillar and the truth of all, the foundation of all truth. Amen. Listen, the violent take it by force, meaning we seize the kingdom as a precious prize. Listen, loved one, if we don't fear the Lord, who will? No wonder they treat the church today. People should be getting healed when they walk by this church. People should be baptized in the Spirit when they walk by this church. Are you following me? I don't want to end my race as a complacent Christian. Let me read it again, if you don't mind. Is that okay? I might even read it twice. Then the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, Samaria, they had peace, edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplied. One incredible verse, many incredible truths, 33 words. Now listen to me. I'm going to say something. I say it in love. I don't mean it to be mean. I say it. You know, do you know what? I have to eat this before you eat it. And I look at this scripture, walking in the fear of the Lord. And I need to ask us a question, and we need to be serious now. We are believers. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Heaven is our home. We're citizens of heaven. I think that the devil desires the souls of men more than the church. I'll say it again. No, I don't think I know. The devil desires the souls of men more than the church desires to go and get the souls of men. You're beating me up, Bill. I'm not beating you up. The Bible says we are the ambassadors of Christ. The Bible says we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. The Bible says, Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. That means if you're not following him, then you're not going to be a fisher of men. We have to move. I think that Calvary, we were more excited about the Jesus Revolution movie, reviewing our past glory in the Jesus movement than we are today. We can't live in the past. We can't live on what might have been, could have been, should have been, or any of those things. Love. We cannot do it. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question. In that one incredible verse that tells us, man, walking in the fear of the Lord, if we read this verse, let me read it. And the churches, all Judea, Galilee, Samaria, peace were edified, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. If I just removed walking in the fear of the Lord, if we remove that, and the church, I don't know, even knows about the fear of the Lord anymore. If we remove that, will we experience the peace talked about here? The edification that is spoken about right here? Or how about the comfort? Or how about the multiplication, moving forward in his power? The Bible says, again, I quoted it earlier, O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Let me read just a few verses. Proverbs 2, let me read. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice, meaning in prayer, for understanding, if you seek her as silver, in other words, if you mine, if like be a miner and dig into God's word. If you seek her as silver, search for her as hidden treasures. Listen to what will happen. Here is a promise from our Father. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord, and you will find the knowledge of God. And that's exactly what we need to do. Pastor Thomas sent me this scripture when he found out what I was preaching on. It's a very good one. It says this, the enemy, God says, the enemy will run at the sound of your voice. And when you stand up, the nations, they'll run, they'll flee. He says, just as a locust strips the field and the vines. Though the Lord is very great and lives in heaven, he'll make Jerusalem and he'll make Fort Worth. He'll make anybody that fears the Lord, amen, his home. In that day, he will be your surest foundation, providing a rich store of salvation. Now listen, wisdom and knowledge, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Loved one, it is the fear of the Lord. God wants to move in a special way. I believe that with all of my heart. Do you understand? There's something that God wants to do. He said, well, if God wants to do it, he'll do it. He will if you're willing.
On Love Never Fails next time, Pastor Bill begins a study from the New Testament epistle of Romans. Pastor has entitled this series, The Good Book. So we hope you'll tune in and study along with Pastor, and I know you'll be blessed. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the broadcast today. Have a great day. So long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast,
please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.